如果我们看我们这个礼我们的聚会这个礼拜的读经进度。
We look at the progress Bible reading this week.
从上个礼拜开始，我们已经进到出埃及记。
We have started the book of Exodus.
所以这一个月我们旧约部分大概都在读出埃及记。
And so this week we are all studying the book of Exodus.
那我想今天下午就来简单介绍出埃及记在讲什么。
And so I'd like to introduce what is the book of Exodus all about.
埃及是一个地名。
Egypt is a name of a place.
就是现在的埃及古国。
It is the ancient Egypt that we know today.
那出埃及就是移民。
And to be able to depart or exit out of Egypt is to emigrate.
人类历史最大的移民记载在出埃及记。
The greatest mass migration or Exodus is recorded in the book of Exodus.
那要从埃及搬到哪里？
Where were all these people moving from?
搬到现在的迦南地。
They were moving to the land of Canaan that we know today.
就是现在以色列人所住的。
It is the place that the Israelites now dwell in Palestine.
那为什么要出埃及搬到迦南地？
And why do they need to depart from Egypt to enter into the land of Canaan?
那我们就要来看神当初对亚伯拉罕讲什么。
Then we need to look at what God had promised to Abraham.
创世纪的十二章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪十二章。
Genesis 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
创世纪十二章第一节。
Genesis 12 verse 1.
神对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，我往我所要指示你的地方去。
Now the Lord has said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you.
神对亚伯兰说，你要搬家。
So the Lord God spoke to Abraham and said, you must move.
那亚伯兰本来住在哪里？
And where did Abraham used to live?
我们看前面的十一章二十八节。
Let's turn to Genesis, verse 28.
十一章。
Genesis chapter 11, verse 28.
哈兰死在他本地加勒底的吾尔。
Haran died before his father Terah in his native land in Ur, or the Chaldeans.
那乌尔现在就是现在的伊拉克一个古城。
Ur is an ancient city in the present country of Iraq.
那是亚伯拉罕的故乡。
That was the homeland of Abraham.
那是拜偶像的地方。
It is an idol worshipping land.
所以神说你要搬家，搬到我指示你的地方去。
And so God said, you must move to a place where I will show you.
那一块地是什么？
And what is that place?
就是迦南地。
It is the land of Canaan.
那这一块地就是神要给他的。
And that Canaan is the promised land.
搬到迦南要做什么？
And what are they going to do in the land of Canaan?
要在那里开始来敬拜神。
So they can start to worship the Lord God there.
要建立一个敬拜真神的国度。
To build a godly nation that is devoted only to this one true God.
那第二节，十二章第二节。
Chapter 12, verse 2.
我要叫你成为大国。创世记十二章第二节。
Genesis 12, 2. I will make you a great nation.
大国就是有很多人啊。
Great nation means a nation of many population.
那我们还记得这个故事约瑟到埃及去。
And we still remember the story that Joseph went to the land of Egypt.
那以后他的爸爸七十个人就搬家到埃及，因为饥荒。
And then his father, along with all the brothers, total of 12 brothers, all moved to Egypt because of the time of famine.
在埃及住了四百五十年。
And their descendants, a total, the whole household was 70 people, and then they lived there for 450 years.
所以从七十个人一直繁衍到两三百万的以色列人。
From 70 people, they multiply until they were about 2-3 million in number.
所以真的成为大国，真的是已经实现了。
And so it was true, they became a great nation.
但是问题是，他是在埃及人数增加。
But the problem was they multiply in the land of Egypt.
那神指示那一块地是迦南地。
But the land that God had promised them was the land of Canaan.
所以就要搬家，从埃及搬回到迦南地。
And that is why the Israelites had to depart from Egypt and move to land of Canaan.
那我们知道，圣经记载都是双关的。
We understand that everything that Bible records has a hidden meaning.
在人类历史里面真的有以色列人从埃及搬到迦南地。
It is true in the history of the humankind that there is a nation of people, Israelites, who did live in Egypt and depart from Egypt.
但是圣经记载这个最重要不是人类的历史。
But the purpose of this recording in the scriptures is not just to record a history.
而圣经最重要记载是为着属灵上的教训。
The purpose was to teach us spiritual lessons from this story.
埃及代表什么？
And what does Egypt represent?
圣经说埃及的王是法老。
Says the Pharaoh Egypt was the king.
那埃及就代表这个世界。
And so Egypt represents this world.
那过红海什么意思？
And what does it mean that they passed through the Red Sea?
在哥林多前书第十章说过红海就是受洗。
And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it interprets crossing the Red Sea is to become baptized in water.
所以受洗是一个分界点。
And so baptism is a demarcation.
没有受洗以前住在埃及。
That before you are baptized, you live in Egypt.
是法老在控制。
It is in the land that is controlled by Pharaoh.
以今天来讲，世界的王就是魔鬼。
And today, when we live in the world, the king of this world is Satan himself.
那受洗就是从魔鬼的权下归到爱子的国度。
And when we become baptized in water, then we have been delivered from the kingdom of darkness that is controlled by Satan into the kingdom of light.
从属灵上来讲，就是出埃及。
And spiritually speaking, we have departed from Egypt.
那受洗要做什么？
And so what is the purpose of baptism?
有的时候我这个小孩子很难养洗礼完大概比较好养，为着好养洗礼。
Some people may say, I have a very naughty child. I need him to be baptized. Maybe after baptism, he'll be easier to raise.
那有的人说这个做生意我去洗礼，主耶稣会给我保护，我让我发财。
Some people say, I'm a businessman. Maybe after I get baptized, God will bless me with a lot of riches.
这个目的都是主耶稣的小小的一个恩典，但是不是最后的目的。
But these are not the correct motives because they are only for the small portion of blessings that God can give us.
那出埃及最重要做什么？
Because the ultimate purpose while we depart from Egypt,
要进迦南。
It is to enter into the land of Canaan.
那迦南什么意思？
What does it mean to enter Canaan?
如果我们看亚伯兰到迦南地以后，
After Abraham went into the land of Canaan,
到底他的心在想什么？
What was his heart meditating upon?
我们看希伯来书十一章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
第八节。
Hebrews 11, verse 8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place where he would receive an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going.
第九节。
Verse 9. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise.
第十节。
Verse 10. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
这里，亚伯兰脚已经踏到神要给他那一块地了。
Abraham's feet has now stepped into the promised land God granted to him.
那一般人就讲，哇，那现在就要安定下来了。
And as most people would think, you can now rest assured.
所以我们在南非啦，在阿根廷都遇到很多中国大陆的移民。
When we go to the land of South Africa or Argentina, we meet many immigrants from China.
我们都问他一个问题。
And I ask them the same question.
你是要落地生根，还是要落叶归根？
Are you coming to just stay and build your family here, or are you planning to just pass on through?
这个不太一样。
And this is different.
落地生根就是他移民在那里就开始建立家庭，就要住下来。
If they really want to take roots there, then they will buy a house there and dwell there for many generations.
那落叶归根就是钱赚完，他还要搬回去。
And the other one is to just earn enough money and then they'll go back to their homeland.
但是很显然亚伯兰到迦南地以后，
But it's obvious after Abraham went to the land of Canaan,
他也不是要落地生根，因为他说像做客人啊。
He was not there to take roots because here it records he was like a stranger in the land.
他也不是要落叶归根，他也不是要搬回乌尔。
And he was not there to return back to his homeland in Ur.
那第十节说他等候那座有根基的城。
But in verse 10, it records that he was waiting for a city which has foundations.
那是神所经营所建造的。
It is a city that whose builder and maker is God himself.
那那个城是什么？
And what is that city?
如果我们再读到13-14节，那个城就是天上的家乡。
If we go on to read verse 13-14, it is referring to that country in heaven above.
所以出埃及的目的就是进迦南。
And so the purpose of exiting Egypt is to go into Canaan.
那个迦南就是天上更美的家乡。
And that Canaan represents the beautiful country in heaven above.
所以以旧约来看，信耶稣最重要的目的是什么？
And so from the perspective of the Bible, from the Old Testament, what is the purpose of believing in Jesus Christ?
不是地上那一块地。
It is not to inherit the land in this earth.
那是暂时的。
It is only temporary.
是天上的那个更美的家乡。
But it is to long for that beautiful country that is high in heaven above.
这个是出埃及最重要的目的。
This is the most important motivation for leaving Egypt.
因为神应许给他们那一块地是在天上。
Because God had promised and granted to them that heavenly country above.
好，那我们就来看出埃及记里面也有讲他们出埃及的原因。
We can also look at Exodus to see why did they depart from Egypt.
我们看出埃及记的第二章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 2.
出埃及记二章的23节。
Chapter 2, verse 23.
24节。
And verse 24. Now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out, and their cry came up to God because of the bondage. Verse 24. So God heard their groaning. God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob.
在第50章我们查考过，约瑟用很多的好话安慰他的兄弟。
We understand in Exodus chapter 40, Joseph used many words to console his brothers.
不要怕，我要养活你们。
Do not be afraid, I will feed you.
因为约瑟是宰相。
And your little ones, because at that time Joseph was the prime minister of Egypt.
而且埃及物产很丰富。
Because Egypt was full of abundant in bread basket.
那在约瑟当宰相的那一段时间哦，如果约瑟活200岁，他们永远不会想出埃及。
And so if Joseph had lived for 200 years, perhaps they would never have wanted to leave Egypt because things would have been going great.
因为埃及已经不错了，我为什么要出去？
Because why would they want to leave such a wonderful, luxurious country as Egypt?
那约瑟死了以后，
But it was not until when Joseph passed away,
埃及王就开始苦待以色列了。
That the Pharaoh of Egypt, who did not know them, start to torture them.
然后他怎么办呢？
And what would they do?
他说就哀求神。
In bondage, they cried out.
那哀声就达到神面前。
And their cry came before God.
那神的心肠很软哦。
And so God's heart is indeed very soft.
24节。
And merciful.
神听见哀声，他就纪念他跟亚伯兰立的约。
Verse 24. So God heard their groaning and remembered His covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
就是要把那个地给他们。
It is to give them that heavenly blessed land.
所以第三章开始，神就拣选摩西。
And so from third chapter onward, we can see the selection calling of Moses.
要把以色列人带出埃及，带回到他应许给亚伯兰那一块地。
It is to take the Israelites out of Egypt and into that promised land of Canaan.
今天呢，有时候我们会信耶稣啊，常常是遇到困难。
Many times when we believe in Jesus Christ today is because we have encountered troubles in our lives.
如果在世界上活得很好，好像约瑟在当王，我活得很好，我怎么需要出埃及？
And so if
埃及也不错。
Dwelling in a lot of prosperity and peace in this world is just like living in Egypt under the prosperous times when Joseph was the prime minister.
所以有的慕道朋友他道理也懂。
So there will be no need to seek after God. So that's why some truth seekers come. They already understand the truth of the Bible.
他就是下不了决心。
But they cannot make that decision.
那有时候他就遇到了困难。
To become baptized, and so sometimes they encounter trouble.
他遇到困难以后啊，他去需要神帮助。
And then they remember to seek after God for help.
这样就变成他真的出埃及信耶稣的一个动力。
And so they had a motivation that they must depart from Egypt to enter into God's land.
所以我们回头过来看
So in retrospect,
我们发现了 有很多事情看起来是不好的，但是神允许它发生，其实对我们都是有好处的。
Even if God gives us times of trouble in this life, they are not necessarily negative for us. They could be times of blessing.
所以从第一章出埃及记第一章到十一章。
And so in Exodus chapter 1 to chapter 11,
就是在记载出埃及的过程。
It is to record the journey of the Exodus from Egypt.
那带他们出埃及就是摩西。
And the leader of this group of Israelites was Moses himself.
所以摩西在某在一部分上他是预表主耶稣。
And so when Moses is leading these people, he is prefiguring Jesus Christ.
因此圣经才说受洗归的摩西哥林多前书第十章。
And that is why 1 Corinthians chapter 10 says that we are baptized into Moses.
他为什么不说受洗归的神，而是受洗归摩西？
Why does it not say that we baptize into God? Instead it says baptize into Moses.
因为摩西在带领他们。
Because Moses was leading them.
那今天我们受洗归于主耶稣。
Today we are baptized into the name of Jesus Christ.
那就是主耶稣在带领我们走这条路。
And it is Lord Jesus himself that is leading us on this journey to heaven.
所以出埃及记从属灵上来讲就是天路历程。
And so the book of Exodus, from the spiritual perspective, is a record of the journey of spiritual journey to heaven.
怎么样让我们离开这个世界，然后走天国路，到最后回到天国？
How can we depart from the attractions and temptations of this world so that we can grow on our journey to our heaven?
这是我们读出埃及记的从属灵上来看的一个重要的意义。
And reaching this destination is the ultimate purpose of why we believe in Christ.
但是如果我们读出埃及记，我们问一个问题：那到底谁带领以色列百姓出埃及
？As seen through the book of Exodus, and so if we're reading the book of Exodus, we can ask this question: Who is the invisible leader of the Israelites?
如果我们问那个小孩子，他都会讲摩西。
Everyone, if we ask the children, they will answer the leader is Moses himself.
这样也是对的。
That is a correct answer.
但是你如果问大人，他会讲是神带领他们。
If you ask adults, they will say it is God himself who led them out of Egypt.
这样也是对的。
And that is also a correct answer.
那为什么两个都对？
And why are they both correct?
是神借着摩西带领他们出埃及。
Because it is God through the vessel Moses that he led the people out of Egypt.
如果出埃及记把神拿掉，
If we remove God from the picture of Exodus,
摩西怎么有可能把以色列百姓带出来？
It would have been impossible for Moses to single-handedly lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
你看摩西去见法老王。
Because when Moses went to meet Pharaoh,
法老有权。
Pharaoh had authority.
他有兵权。
He had sovereignty and military power.
他不让他出去，就你就是不能出去。
There's nothing you can do to fight him.
要怎么办？
And what can you do?
但是摩西的手上有一个法老没有办法挡得住的。
But Moses, in his hand, he had a staff, something that Pharaoh could not withstand.
就是那一根杖。
And that is the staff of Moses.
神说：“我要跟你同在。”
The staff represented God's abidance with him.
这个杖一丢到地上，变成蛇。
When the staff was cast to the ground, it turned into a snake.
法老也叫他的术士来，他也有杖，丢在地上也变成蛇。
And Pharaoh also had his magicians who threw their staffs down also became serpents.
所以这个邪术也有某种的力量。
And so we understand sorcery or the evil powers also have their own hidden power.
但是重点是，摩西那根杖，这个蛇把另外一条蛇吃掉了。
But the staff of Moses was able to swallow the staffs of the magicians.
神的能力更大。
Because we know that God's power is greater than anything.
所以法老不让摩西出去，但是灾殃一直发生。
And so when Pharaoh refused to let Moses and his people go, all these plagues came upon him.
这就是神的权柄。
And this shows the sovereignty of God.
所以真的能够带领以色列百姓出埃及是神的作为。
And so for the people of Egypt to be able to Israelites to be able to leave Egypt, it is the work of God himself.
因此出埃及本身是一场征战。
And so to be able to depart from Egypt, it is a battle within itself.
只有神的权柄与摩西同在，他才有办法得胜。
Only the sovereignty of God that abided with Moses was able to lead him and his people out.
所以今天我们要带领人来信耶稣真的很难。
And so today when we want to lead someone to Christ, it is a battle.
因为全世界都握在恶者的手下。
Because all are trapped under the control of the evil one.
圣经说魔鬼把人的心眼弄瞎了。
The Bible says that the hearts of man are darkened and blinded by the evil one.
哥林多后书说魔鬼在人的心中设下各样的障碍。
2 Corinthians states that in all sorts in people's hearts, Satan has set all sorts of snares to deceive them and trap them.
所以要洗礼看起来很简单啊，
其实
不简单。
To have someone accept baptism is not an easy thing.
因为有魔鬼的阻挡。
Because Satan prevents them.
因此能够得胜的乃是神应许给我们那个权柄。
And so in order to gain victory, it is only through a staff of power from God.
那个权柄就从圣灵来。
And that staff, that authority is from the Holy Spirit.
那到十二章就提到出埃及。
So Exodus chapter 12 talks about the exit.
出埃及一个最重要的因素就是羔羊的宝血。
And the most important factor that they are able to leave Egypt in Exodus 12 is the blood of the lamb.
因为最后一个灾啊，就是天使出去把所有的长子都杀掉。
Because the last of the 10 plagues was when angels were sent to kill all the firstborn in Egypt.
但是以色列们的长子没有被杀掉。
However, all the firstborn of the Israelites were spared.
因为他们在吃羔羊的肉的时候，他把那个宝血涂在门楣门框上。
Because every one of them ate the lamb that was sacrificed, and then they had used the blood of the lamb to paint around their doors.
所以第二天呢，这个法老挡不住了，就叫他们走了。
And so the angel spared them, and so the next day Pharaoh was able to let them go.
那今天我们能得救，是因为那一头羔羊，主耶稣的宝血。
And so today we are able to be delivered is because of that blood that has been shed by our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣出来传福音，约翰福音说，看啊，神的羔羊。
And so when Lord Jesus came out to preach the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, John the Baptist proclaimed, look, the Lamb of God.
就是他要来流血救人脱离罪。
Because he is the one who is to come and to bleed and to sacrifice himself for whole humankind.
那罪解决了，人才有办法离开魔鬼的控制。
Only when the sin has been redeemed, the sin has been paid for, can humans be saved.
所以十二章在写宝血的救赎。
And so we see the prefiguration of the redeeming blood in Exodus 12.
那十三章、十四章，法老的兵啊要追。以色列百姓。
And we see the chasing by the soldiers of the Egyptians in chapter 13 and 14 of Exodus.
十四章十七节，十六节，摩西的手举到水里，海就干了。
And so we see that when Moses lifted up his rod in Exodus 14 verse 16, he stretched over a sea and the sea divided.
但后来埃及人追来。
And so when the Egyptian soldiers chased after them,
结果后来这个大水就淹灭了他们。
But they were covered and drowned by the great sea.
这个就是神大能力的作为。
That is the wonderful work and mighty work of God.
开路让他们走，也用大能的作为灭掉他们的仇敌。
So through his wonderful power, he was able to divide the sea for them to pass on dry land and use the sea to cover up all their enemies.
所以到十四章，以色列百姓就完全出得埃及。
So after the book of Exodus chapter 14, the Israelites, children of God, was able to depart safely.
那从十五章开始。
And starting in Exodus chapter 15,
就进到旷野的操练。
We see they enter into the period of trial.
以色列百姓要走旷野。
Because the Israelites had to walk through the wilderness.
要通过旷野才能够到迦南地。
Only when they walk through the wilderness trek can they enter into the land of Canaan.
那这个也是相关的。
And this is also relative.
第一个就是他没东西吃。
When they couldn't find food to eat,
结果神降玛纳给他们吃。
God sent manna to feed them.
到十六章。
Until chapter 16.
这个在告诉我们，我们生活的需要神会看顾，只要我们走在神的道路上。
Telling us that as long as we are walking on his road to heaven, then God will take care of our daily needs.
所以我们一生最重要是 神要我怎么做？
And so the most important thing we should ask in this life is, what does God want me to do for him?
如果他们计算一天吃三餐，然后走旷野要几个月，然后把粮食都预备好了，会太重，重到他们抬不动，永远出不了埃及。
Now, if the Israelites had calculated that they would need to walk for 3 months for 2 million people and the amount of provisions and food they had to carry, they would never have been able to leave Egypt.
但是这条路神要他走，走就走，到半路神就显神迹啊。
And so, when God told them to walk, they indeed walked. And when they ran out of provisions, God provided for them.
没有东西吃，有玛拿。
And so, when they didn't have food, they had manna.
没有水喝，磐石流水。
When they didn't have water to drink, God made water come out of rocks for them.
那不晓得东西南北怎么办？
When they didn't know which direction to walk.
白天就有云柱。
Then God gave them a pillar of cloud during the daytime.
晚上就有火柱带领他们。
And a pillar of fire during the nighttime to lead them, guide them.
虽然生活不是很舒服，但是生活的需要都有了。
Even though they did not live very luxurious lives, they had every need provided by God.
这个就是我们的属灵生活。
This should be our spiritual journey likewise.
那从属灵上来说，
And from the spiritual perspective,
我们要走完这一条天国路。
We must finish this wilderness journey.
有这几个因素非常重要。
To go to heaven, how can we do that?
第一个属灵的玛拿。
First, we must have a spiritual manna.
就是神的话。
It is the word of God.
第二个。
Secondly,
那个活水。
We must have that living water.
磐石流出来的。
It is the water coming from the rock.
那灵磐石就是主耶稣。
And that spiritual rock is Jesus Christ himself.
他所流出来的活水就是圣灵。
The water, living water that comes out of this rock, it is the Holy Spirit.
第三个会幕。
And thirdly, there is the tabernacle.
会幕就是神降临，人跟神相会的地方。
Tabernacle is where God's presence abides, the place of worship between humans and man. God.
求告神的地方。
A place where they inquire of God.
那会幕里面有施恩的宝座。
In the tabernacle, there is the mercy seat.
那个会幕是什么？
And what does that tabernacle represent today?
会幕后来演变成为所罗门所盖的殿。
That tabernacle transformed into Solomon's temple.
那所罗门的殿后来被拆掉。
Solomon's temple he built for God, later on it was destroyed.
以后我们就看尼希米他们就重建圣城圣殿。
And then later on, during a period of Nehemiah, they rebuilt the temple of God.
到公元70年，这个物质的殿完全被拆掉。
But then in 70 BC, it was completely destroyed again.
但是那个殿变成属灵的。
But in 70 AD, it was completely destroyed. So then that temple became a spiritual temple.
那个殿就是教会。
And that spiritual temple today, it is a church itself.
教会就是神的殿，天的门。
Church is the temple of God and the gates of heaven.
所以我们在走这条天国路第一个神的话，这个是玛拿。
And so when we walk on this journey to heaven, wilderness, first thing we must have is the words of God, manna.
第二个是圣灵，这是活水。
Secondly, we must have the living water, which is the Holy Spirit.
第三个是教会，这是会幕。
Thirdly, we must have the tabernacle, which is the church of God on this earth.
这个是非常重要的一个原因。
This is a very important factor for us to successfully traverse this journey.
还有摩西的带领。
And fourthly, we need to have the guidance of Moses.
那摩西就预表主耶稣。
And Moses prefigures Jesus Christ.
这条天国路我们就可以走得完。
Then we can complete this heavenly journey to heaven.
把这个拿掉，我们属灵上就倒下去了。
Without these four factors, then our spiritual life will collapse.
没有神的灵，没有神的话，没有教会，属灵路走不下去的。
If you don't have the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, or the Church of God, how can you persevere to the end.
所以当我们在读出埃及记的时候，我们的心里就要想，这是天路历程。
And so when we study Exodus, we need to think to ourselves, this is the spiritual journey of life.
那在出埃及记里面到了十八章，就是要十七章后面就是要操练征战。
So then in Exodus 17-18, we see the battle in the spirit.
征战谁？亚玛利人。
Who are they fighting and battling against is the Amalekites.
那亚玛利人是以扫的后代。
Amalekites were the descendants of Esau.
代表情欲。
It represents the fleshly powers within.
所以有一次是神下命要全部都杀掉。
And so God's order and command was to annihilate them all.
那这个什么意思？
And what does that mean?
我们走天国路我们 外面有魔鬼，里面有情欲。
And so when we are walking in a spiritual journey, we will have evil forces outside of us, but within we will have fleshly sinful powers within.
那如果这个两个合作，我们就倒了。
And so when the forces within and the forces without combined, they will defeat us.
但是如果我们能够把里面那个情欲打倒，
But if we're able to annihilate that sinful nature within us,
那很注意那个外面那个魔鬼。
And we are very watchful of the activities of the evil one around us.
虽然有危险了，但是还可以走下去。
Then we can continue to walk on this journey, even if there are pitfalls.
所以到十七章就是要征战。
And so we see the battling in Exodus chapter 17.
信仰就是一场征战。
And we know that a spiritual journey is a life of battle.
敌人是谁？
Who is the enemy?
第一个，看不见那个魔鬼。
The invisible Satan.
第二个，在我们肉体里面那个罪性。
It is the sinful nature within our fleshly bodies.
这个就是我们努力的目标。
And that is our goal for striving.
这样才能够得胜。
So we can become victorious.
那到了十九章。
Let's look at chapter 19 of Exodus.
就开始立约。
We see the covenant.
所以旧约从哪里开始？
So when did the old covenant start in Old Testament?
就从摩西跟他们立约开始。
It is when Moses started to make the covenant with God.
那这个约是什么？
And what is this covenant?
十九章
verse chapter 19,
第五节
verse 5,
一直到第六节
verse 6. Now therefore, if you indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom, a priest, and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
这个约一定有一个目的。
And this covenant must have its special meaning.
比方说我们盖两个新的建筑，目的就是要方便我们聚会崇拜。
Example, we build these two structures of the church. It's for a specific purpose.
那这个约要做什么？
And so what is the purpose of this new covenant?
第五节下半，就要在万民中做属我的子民。
In verse 5, the second part says, so that we will belong to God from all the earth.
在万民当中，只有一群人是属神的。
So that out of all the people of the earth, there is only one group that is a special treasure to the Lord.
所以叫做选民。
It is called the chosen people of God.
那属神这个是极大的福气。
To belong to our heavenly God Father is a great blessing.
第六节。
Number six.
你们要归我做祭司的国度，圣洁的国民。
You'll be a kingdom, a priest, and a holy nation.
这就是这个约的目的。
And that is the purpose of this covenant.
那以色列百姓要做什么？
And so what are the Israelites to do?
第五节。
Verse 5.
要听从我的话，遵守我的约。
They are to obey God's voice and keep God's covenant.
但是到底神的话是什么？
What is God's commandments?
从二十章开始。
In chapter 20, it starts.
就在讲十诫。
It lists the Ten Commandments.
所以以色列百姓在旷野430年，虽然他知道有神，但是他不晓得怎么拜神。
So when the Israelites were in Egypt for 430 years, they were aware that there was a God, but they didn't know how to worship God.
那现在到旷野，神要把他训练到他要怎么来拜神。
And so now they're in the wilderness, God is training them how they must keep the commandments of God and to worship God.
那在埃及有埃及的文化。
In Egypt, there was the culture of the Egyptians.
那埃及是拜偶像的。
But the Egyptian culture was a many idol-worshipping country.
现在要创造新的文化，敬拜神的文化。
Now they must set a new culture, and that culture is God-centered culture.
那这种改变需要经过一场训练。
And to change their habits and lifestyle requires some time.
这个就是他们走旷野路很重要的操练。
And that is why they had to traverse this wilderness.
所以二十节开始就给他们十诫。
So starting chapter 20, they receive the Ten Commandments.
这就是人类道德的开始。
And this is when
道德律的开始。
They're the moral laws that has been given to all humankind.
因此有时候我们常常会听人说。
And so many times people will say.
过了三十、四十以后来信耶稣真的很辛苦。
That after I believe, if I come to believe in the Lord after 30 or 40 years, so this is very difficult to change.
因为你这个头脑的观念哦，几十年都是从家庭、社会、文化来的。
Because our brains have already been programmed in the worldly ways and cultures of the world.
我们的想法、生活方式都是跟社会一样。
And our thoughts and our styles are in conformity to the world.
现在要拜神。
But today we need to change, turn back to God.
就要改变。
We must change ourselves.
不愿改变的人没有办法拜神。
Those who are not willing to accept these correction of changes cannot worship God.
真的拜神的人一定要改变。
And those that really worship God must change themselves.
因为神在天上。
Because when God is in heaven above,
人在地上。
And the people on earth,
这是有差别的。
There is a difference.
所以我们在地上要过一个天上那种拜神的生活。
So how can we on earth live the lifestyle of people in heaven?
这个要操练。
This is, requires training.
那从十诫开始。
And so it starts by the Ten Commandments.
所以这个十诫每一条都是对他们来讲都是新的要求。
And so each of these Ten Commandments are new requirements they have listened to for the first time.
所以我们现在信耶稣十诫就是一种操练。
So after we believe in Christ, to be able to keep the Ten Commandments is training for us too.
这是西乃之约的开始，19章到31章。
Of the covenant of Mount Sinai, starting on Exodus 20.
那很多还有摩西的律法的规条。
Then following that, we also receive the Mosaic Law.
当然后来照主耶稣来，这个规条就过去了。
And after when Jesus came, he fulfilled the Mosaic Law, so we no longer keep the Mosaic Law.
因为这些规条只要求一点，就是义，要神面前有义。
Because the final distillation.Essence of the Mosaic Law is to have righteousness before God.
但是人不可能守这个规条变成义人。
But nobody can obtain that righteousness just by keeping the Mosaic Law.
所以后来主耶稣来给我们一条新的路。
And so when Lord Jesus came himself, he gave us a new path to walk.
叫做因信称义。
It is called saved by faith. Saved by grace.
Yeah, 这个是恩典。
Justification by grace, and this is a grace and blessing of God.
就照这条路才有办法得救。如果守摩西律法，连得救连一个也没有。
Unless we go through justification by grace, we will never be saved through Mosaic laws.
那从三十五章开始。
And starting with Exodus chapter 35,
一直到四十章。
To chapter 40,
就是在提到会幕的崇拜。
It is talking about the worship before the tabernacle.
这个会幕要怎么做？
How should the tabernacle be constructed?
人要怎么进到里面去拜?
The fixed dimensions, the way that they are to worship and carry on ceremony.
今天教会就是神的殿。
And it's likewise to the church, which is the temple of God today.
我们怎么在教会拜神?
How do we worship God in this church?
服侍神。
How do we serve God in the church?
就是圣经的教训很多在教导我们。
Many of the teachings of the Bible is reflected here.
就是我们在学习，在操练。
We learn and be trained in this way.
所以出埃及记到四十章就差不多以色列百姓的操练到那个地方结束。
And so Exodus chapter 40 shows the end of their training.
那出埃及记结束以后，从他的旅程来讲，就接到约书亚记。
And so from Exodus, we see following is the book of Joshua.
当然后来有利未记跟民数记、生命记。
And there is also the books of Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
但是从地理上的旅程就差不多到了迦南地旁边。
But from the aspect of the physical journey, Exodus completes the wilderness trek.
所以出埃及记两大主题。
And so Exodus has two main themes that we should remember.
前面就是救赎。
First one, in the beginning is the redemption.
后面就是崇拜。
And second one is the sanctification or worship.
所以我们现在信仰生活的两大内容。
And so today in our spiritual life we have two aspects.
就是怎么得到神的救恩。
One is how we can become saved.
那已经得到了要怎么来拜神。
And the second is aspects now that we've been saved, what should we do to worship God?
这个就是我们今天在学习的。
And this is what we are learning today.
我们来唱诗。
And let's sing him now.
59首。
59.
59首。